Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dr. Dave. I should start the show off. Minglawa, Irashimase, or Privyet. Today's 9-to-5 show, my name is Dr. David Orman, is How to Learn a Language or How to Learn Anything.
All right. And my name is Lisa Lytle. And I have absolutely very little interest in other languages. I would like to say that I do. But if you want to consider music a language...
I was just going to say that. I beg to differ. Your language is not necessarily the traditional, you know, Spanish, French, German, Russian, whatever the case may be. Your language... Actually, twofold. Number one, your language is music. Number two, you had ventured into the world of sign language.
That's true. I absolutely did, and I absolutely loved it. It was creative. I got to use my hands to express myself, and it was wonderful. I loved it. But I definitely don't get attracted to speaking other languages other than, as David pointed out, music and sign language.
I had become very interested. First of all, in high school and in college, I studied German. I despised it. I really, really, really did not like it. And it was only when I was probably about 38 or 39 that I became interested in language, and I started with Japanese. And I realized, number one, if you're going to learn a language, it has to be a big purpose. It has to be a purpose other than, yeah, it'd be nice to talk, or maybe I need it for my job or something. It has to be a bigger reason. And for me, both at the time then, and certainly I'm learning Russian now, and the bigger language is I love martial arts. And because of my love for martial arts, I would like to be able to communicate with my main instructors in their native tongue, which in this instance happens to be Russian. So that is the bigger purpose for me. So that's the very first thing when you're learning a language, find a bigger, and it has to be a big purpose.
It does.
You know, we say this multiple times. What do you want to get? What would you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do? What would you stay up for 24 hours to do? That is a big purpose.
That's what you mean, the sign language. I run on the West Orange Trail, and I would come across this gentleman who it was quite evident after the first few meetings that he was deaf. And it was Christmas, and I wanted to wish him Merry Christmas, so I did my best to try to get that point across. And he showed me how to sign that and how to say hello, and that was it. I was hooked. I wanted to be able to communicate with him. And that was a big enough reason to want to be able to, when I did see him, to show him that it mattered to me to be able to talk to him, to communicate to him. So that was my reason, and it was a great reason, and it motivated me to learn a lot more than I would have if I had just said, you know, I think one day maybe I'll take a sign language course. Because then, you know, where are you going to practice? Who are you going to practice with? And what's the end goal? Like, what's drawing you forward to continue with your studies?
There are tons of information on the internet now, which would dramatically, this stuff wasn't available 20 years ago, but it dramatically increases your options and opportunities to practice and to learn. There are certain methods that I have read. I think I've read virtually everything that's out there. And out of that, I synthesized it into a few that work for me. These are not original. These are from other individuals, and I will quote them if I remember them. Many people know Tim Ferriss from the 4-hour series of books. He came up with something interesting. He basically broke down any language and found 6 to 12 sentences that are, if you understand, re-memorize them and understand how they are broken down and what why they are broken down, why each word is used in the sentence in the way that they are. It's like the skeleton for any language. Part two is, and I would love to say it's from such and such a person, but I can't remember. This was my own idea. I had come up with watching various people speak, and remembering the word. I have allergies, so my head is a tad foggy today. So please excuse me. There's a gentleman named Gregory Bateson, and his wife Margaret Mead were two of the famous anthropologists, and they had studied communication. and they found that communication essentially about 80% of communication is done both non-verbally, and when it's done verbally, we only use about 1,000 words or less. So there are sites on the net where I think it was for $5 or $8, you can buy the most commonly used words in XYZ language. And so I think it's $5. They bought the 1,000 most commonly used words in Russian. And basically, you memorize them. And a lot of them, a number of them I knew already, like vodka and some of the commonly used ones. And then words like, there or phrases like there is or it is or here is. You just memorize those. Though that combination of the 6 to 12 sentences along with the 1,000 words gets you off in a dramatically impressive direction. In 3 months, I guarantee you, in 3 months or less, 2 months if you really apply yourself, you can carry on a 2 or 3 or 4 minute conversation with a native. You fill in the blank, whatever your favorite language is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see the exact same thing with music. I'm going to use that because that's one of the languages I speak very well. Take it slowly and learn a little every day. And I just like what David said, in 2-3 months, whatever your instrument choice is, because that's what you're going to use to communicate the musical language through, you will have gained enough skill to be able to play. You'd be surprised how many songs are constructed from 3 to 4 chords. So again, if you research and you find out what are the most popular chords, C, D, G, A, and you learn those chords, you can usually, if they're not written in those chords, you can find them where they are transposed into easier chords to play along with. And you'll be able to have a huge catalog of music available to you to entertain yourself, to feel that you're expressing music and songs effectively within just a few months. So again, it's that step-by-step learning a little bit each day.
There's a site called iTalki or iTalki, I never know how to pronounce it, italki.com, where basically you have access to anyone in the world who wants to learn your language. And generally, it's an exchange. I have about 6 or 7, I guess they're kind of friends, from various parts of Russia that they want to learn English, and I, of course, want to learn Paruski. So we hop on Skype, and they talk, and then I talk, and we essentially correct each other. It's free of charge. And the best thing is, and again, these are not professional people, just like, you're not necessarily professional, but you do know your language. And whereas professional people may give you exact, proper, almost... very formal, sometimes archaic. Sometimes when you're talking just a regular person, you use phrases. And the one that always cracks us up, they're a real stick in the mud. You say that to somebody from another country, they're like, you're a what? Phrases, colloquialisms, cliches, things like that, where they're commonly used, you get to explain and talk with your friends. So to summarize everything, get a bigger purpose. Get the 6 to 12 sentences, get the 1,000 most commonly used words. After about 2 months or so, when you feel, and do not go any more than 2 months. Some people say do it from day one. I say do it from day 60 when you have a base. Hop on iTalki and start chatting with people from all over the country. You're all over the world. You're going to make mistakes, but they are going to be great mistakes. Well worth it. You've been listening to another 9 to Find Blog Talk Radio Show with Dr. David Orman and Lisa Lytle. Until next week, have a wonderful time.